a very pleasing result, given all the hard work and effort that growers have put in during the season.
How long has it been since the crop was that high?
If we make this 47,000 tonnes, it will be the biggest crop on record.
And how close has it been to it before?
We've had a 46,000 tonne crop, and you know, it's worth remembering, of course, that was when there were a lot less trees and the trees were not as old as they are now. So, you know, in terms of a per tree or per hectare basis, it's probably not the biggest crop we've had. But in terms of just absolute volume, if we make that 47,000 tonnes, it certainly will be.
Well, it hasn't been the greatest start to the season for some growers with Cyclone Marcia. We've heard and seen the devastation on the Vass farm near Yeppoon.
Yes, we have three or four growers around Yeppoon and they've all suffered devastating losses. And it's absolutely heartbreaking. You know, a year with a good yield and a good price comes along very rarely. And to have your crop virtually wiped out in that sort of a year is absolutely heartbreaking, and our thoughts are with them. But the good news is, across the entire industry, we really were extremely lucky, and in terms of the total crop, very little damage has been done.
And so the damage was confined to the Yeppoon area?
And a little bit around Rockhampton. Hancock Farms have a farm at Rockhampton that sustained a bit of damage. But by and large, yes, the industry escaped relatively unscathed.
Have they started picking up nuts in the Northern Rivers yet?
No, not in any real sense. There's been a few harvest rounds, but in general, I think we'll have to wait a couple more weeks to see harvest begin in earnest.
Okay, and where has it started further north around Bundy?
Up in Bundaberg, yeah, they've definitely done a couple of rounds up there already, and despite the heavy rains that Marcia and associated weather brought, they're looking to start irrigating again shortly. So, you know, the weather can be absolutely devastating, but it does change and things get back to normal.
Now, what percentage of the 47,000 tonnes in shell will be exported overseas?
We're still exporting roughly 70% of the entire crop, and most of that is exported as kernel. But we have seen strong growth in the in-shell market into China. The Chinese public eat nuts by and large in-shell, so rather like we eat peanuts. And that's a very strongly growing sector of the market and delivering good prices at the moment.
Will we be sending more to China this year? I think it was around, 25%, or was it less than that?
Yeah, look, we expect the Chinese demand for in-shell to grow. And yes, we do expect to see a greater percentage of the crop sent to that market this year. And but we still have very strong demand for the kernel market. And I suppose in some ways it's an enviable position to be in, to have to make a choice about which markets we service.